Hello, welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director with South Shore Arts, and my guest today is Lou Tarock. And Lou, did I pronounce that correctly?
It's Tarock.
Tarock. All right. Thank you. Lou Tarock with Interwoven Expressions. And so, Lou, it is terrific to have you on the program again, as I see you're taking the lead in promoting this special event, Interwoven Expressions 2024, in our region. And it really focuses on textile artists. So very specific niche within our market here in the Midwest. So can you tell us a little bit about your involvement in the organization and this year's event?
Well, I've been the chair of this for several years. This is our 39th year to do this. It started originally with the Doonland Weavers Guild, but because the Weavers Guild is a not-for-profit organization and Interwoven is definitely a for-profit activity, we separated from the guild to preserve their not-for-profit status. But once we moved from the guild, it morphed into something much bigger. We've opened it up from just weaving to absolutely any kind of activity that involves fiber. It doesn't matter what you do, it's that you do it with fiber. So there are weavers, there are spinners, dyeing, macrame, silk ribbon embroidery, anything that can be done with fiber. And these artists, you must live in a state that is bordered by Lake Michigan. So I have artists coming down from Grand Rapids, from Kalamazoo, from South Haven, Michigan. There are artists coming from Chicago, from Lafayette. Some years we've had artists from Indianapolis come up. It is a juried show. We have several people that would like to be in it, but only the best are selected.
Wow. And that is quite the range that you guys pull from. If you say all the states bordering Lake Michigan, that is a big geography. So how many actual artists are accepted into the show?
This year, there are 22 artists. The number of artists are limited by the size of our facility. We have moved from Chesterton to Valparaiso and now back to Chesterton. We are at Sand Creek Country Club. And we completely fill the ballroom.
Wow.
When customers walk in, and we have customers coming from Indiana, from Illinois, and from Michigan, they are so overwhelmed by the color when they walk in that they will do one whole trip around all the booths, and then they will start shopping.
And this is a one-day event?
Yes.
And so it's one day, and that date is?
Saturday, November 9th.
So on Saturday, November 9th, so just a few days away from when we air this program. So do attendees need tickets or is it open free to the public?
It's free admission, free parking, and we've upgraded and changed our cashier arrangement. So we now have speedy checkout, so there are no lines to actually check out. It's like an explosion of color. It's just like color on steroids.
Wow. This will be an exciting time. Now, how did you first get involved in this event? Are you a weaver or a textile artist yourself?
Oh, yes. I'm a weaver. I've been with this organization. Well, I've been with the Weavers Guild for more than 40 years. But I started with Interwoven Expressions in year two. So I'm a spinner, a weaver, just anything with textile.
Well, I am excited to see that. Now, when you think of the 22 artists you have in and the different things, is there any particular thing you're most excited about in this year's event?
We have a few new artists. One of them, we haven't had any macrame for several years, and she's coming with her macrame, and she is a hometown artist. She is a Chesterton resident and Chesterton artist. We have a artist coming from Rensselaer who is doing funky felted, crocheted and felted hat. This is her first year. Every year we lose about four artists, so we open up jurying, and this year we're adding four more new artists.
Well, it's going to be exciting, even for people that have been to the event before, to know that they can look forward to new artists every year. So again, this will be on Saturday, November 9th at the Sand Creek Country Club. It is free to the public, so no tickets required, and free parking. What time does the exhibit or the event actually open?
It opens at 9 o'clock. We close at 5. But be aware that longtime customers know first people in get the best selection, so we will have a waiting line to get in.
Ah, So get there early and be patient, if I'm hearing you right.
Yes.
Well, Lou, it has been terrific to have you on and to hear about Interwoven Expression 2024. And again, 39 years of this event. So clearly there's a following out there. So if you've been to galleries and exhibits and you've seen paintings and drawings and sculpture and textile, here is your chance to really see a deep dive into artists from across the region relative to textile work and art. So looking forward to it. Lou, thank you for being on. Thank you to all of you for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio today. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region.
Thank you.